Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and another company update ending this week. It's been a busy end to the week with a lot of companies updating all of you with some of their recent news. The company update right now is from GR Silver Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GRSL and on the OTCQB under the symbol GRSLF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Marcio Fonseca. Now, Marcio, I want to follow up first and foremost on a news release that came out at the tail end of September, September 28th. The news release outlines a, as it's called, significant underground discovery of polymetallic mineralization at the Plomosas Silver Project. Now, this discovery is coming underground at this Plomosas mine area. Figure one in that news release that I will post a link to is a picture of the underground workings, and it shows the scale of just how large the underground workings are. Now, from my understanding, the company has come in here and started testing out some of the mineralization that is underground, and you're seeing a little bit of different mineralization compared to some of the high-grade veins that are being explored elsewhere on the project. This mineralization is showing a bit more base metals, higher gold components. Some of the headline numbers here, 5.4 meters of 1,300 grams per ton silver equivalent. That includes a 1 meter intersection of over 4,000 grams per ton silver equivalent. And there's also a wider intercept of almost 16 meters of 416 grams per ton silver equivalent. Marcio, give us a little update, please, on the significance of this different type of mineralization at this new underground discovery.
For sure. First of all, thank you to have me again here. The significance of this mineralization is because it took us probably 3 months to clean up and wash the walls to make sure we could see the rock. As a reference, this was the last level mined by Grupo Mexico in 2001. It's the level 775, which is 250 meters below the surface. They were mining ruined pillar at that stage, and they were mining only pretty much the hydrothermal breccia that's at the bottom, if you look at the picture on the news release as you refer to, which is 5 meters thick. Once we washed the wall, we came across a lot of disseminated sulfide. So the minerals are not only the lead and zinc related, but we came across now minerals that carry copper and looks like they are carrying gold as well. And it's significant because of the thickness of this mineralization that sits on the hang wall on top of the hydrothermal breccia that has lead, zinc, silver, and gold. But the disseminated sulfide rock has gold and silver grades that we are very excited and we are sampling. We believe there's continuity down deep and along the strike. We haven't encountered the same type of rock on the upper levels, but reanalyzing and reviewing some holes nearby, we came across a hole that didn't have all the analysis, reanalyzed for copper, for example, and we had an intersection of 51 meters, close to 0.8 or 1 gram per ton gold. 26 gram per ton silver, but close to 5% lead, 6% zinc, and 0.5% copper. This altogether is a very massive, big, bulk mineable style mineralization, which can help us a lot to add tonnage and add ounces.
So, Marcio, I'm getting the impression here that you guys had an inkling, thinking that this mineralization or a different sort of mineralization was down at these deeper levels because of the fact that you resampled some of that old core for some of these other minerals or other metals. What does it mean in terms of a potential mining scenario for the project if you can show that there is some sort of scale down here?
As a matter of what can be in the future as we start to do more drilling, because we are going to start doing underground drilling along the strike and down deep using the existing underground tunnels, is about the scale of the project and the ability to increase the ounces from the existing the inventory of ounces of the company. We have a project with 40 million ounces of silver, but this can help us very quick to add ounces of silver and gold and potential pounds of copper, lead, and zinc as part of the nature of the ore. And having a project, the Plomosas Silver Project with the Plomosas mine, with the underground develop in place, two accesses. Very easy to define, in my opinion, a bulk mineable approach at much higher capacity for the future engineering.
Now, this access at depth, that's an important aspect because it does help you go in with the drill underground and drill for much cheaper than if you had to go from surface. What's the follow-up attack strategy here when it comes to just seeing what's down here?
Now, what we want to do, if the audience have a time to go to the slide at the website and see the corporate presentation, slide 14, is to try to expand this down deep, at least more 250 meters, and along the strike, probably more 200, 300 meters on each side. And how you're going to do that, because we have some tunnels above where we discover this, and makes easier. Like you said, we do not need to invest a lot of money to excavate the tunnels, and you can bring the drill rig and start to do a fan of drill holes.
So, Marcio, one thing that we do need to address here is that this is just one zone, one area on this overall Plomosas mine area. The fact of the matter is you also have a number of different areas, but this San Juan area that's only about 2 to 2.5 kilometers away from the Plomosas mine area. The San Juan area consists of more high-grade silver veins. How do you balance out these two different types of mineralization on this project?
The way we balance this is we have 20 geologists at this project. We are splitting geologists between the two areas, the San Juan and Plomosas, because what was originally at San Juan 400 meters long, veins and breccia, today we believe the system, the strike length of the system that might have mineralization is at least 2 kilometers long. And we split probably half and half doing all their activities. And at Plomosas, we have an underground mine that we have this discovery. And to remind the audience, earlier when we bought, we thought it would be only 400 meters long because we walked on the breccia with lead and zinc on the surface. But after going underground, mapping, and doing all the data integration, integrating the data, drill holes, geophysics, because we have geophysics that help us to define anomalies for the presence of a sulfide. We believe that the Plomosas mine area has a trend that could be mineralized that could extend probably to 6 kilometers.
Okay, so that's a massive strike to test. How are you going to go about systematically testing that?
We've been starting discussions with other drilling companies. Where we have anomalies, we might put some shallow holes, probably wide-spaced, 300, 400 meters, to see if you can define that the mineralization is there. And where we have the positive test work, come with some infill drill holes in the next 3-6 months.
So that would be this different type of system, though, right? That's not the high-grade veins that are at the San Juan area.
We approach that. We can have now three styles of mineralization, because as more we discover, the more you see that it's the district is so impressive as a footprint that more opportunities can be there to define tonnage. So the drill holes can encounter the high-grade silver gold, that's the traditional epithermal, or the breccia with lead and zinc, is some silver and gold. And now we are going to be looking at the host, the rock that normally holds the copper and is carrying some additional gold that we discovered underground along these trends, to see if there's anything that needs to be drilled and tested.
Okay, so you keep mentioning this whole concept of building tonnage. Does that mean that instead of just mining some of these high-grade, narrower veins, that this could be more of a bulk mining operation?
That's right, because when you consider the thickness that we have encountered, the 10, 20 meters thick, or even more than that, it makes sense that to have that approach. But the resource is going to be the key point to define all this together. But having the infrastructure and the tunnels there gives a lot of flexibility how to operate this.
So just to remind everybody, there's this Plomosas project, which it looks like could have three different types of mineralization that you are exploring. Some high-grade silver, some base metals and higher grade gold components, and also this hydrothermal breccia that it sounds like you will be testing here shortly. But you also have the San Marcial project, which has a resource on it. What is the work going on at San Marcial right now?
At San Marcial, we finished the tunnel. We are about to finish the ventilation, and we are just getting ready to drill. We've been waiting to have the ventilation because it's underground development and we need to have the conditions there. But the brand new tunnel is a big asset because we've seen a lot of disseminated sulfide and other structures in the foot, on the footwall of the mineralization. And in that way, we can probably expand the thickness of the mineralized zone.
Now, Marcio, when it comes to near-term catalysts and near-term exploration, news flows even, what do you want investors to focus on here?
So the company still has a wealth of data from the 563 drill holes. We have validated probably close to 140 that we released. We have a large package still to look at, but the company is not relying only on this. We have three drill rigs plus other portable rigs. We have the 20 geologists and all this work. We are adding some consultants to help us in some engineering, some test work, such as metallurgical test work in some areas. Plomosas has a lot of history, so we have a lot of data. So the ability to have a consistent news flow is there and continue to feed the market and provide enough information that brings value.
And what sort of cash does the company have in the bank to continue to move this forward?
We have $8 million Canadian dollars in the bank. And on top of that, we have warrants and options in the money that are likely to bring between now and July next year, 90 million Canadian to the treasury.
Okay. Hey, so plenty cashed up to continue this exploration and see just what comes out of A, Plomosas, which is a lot of exploration that you have to do, and also growing the San Marcial resource. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of GR Silver Mining. If anybody has any questions, if you want Marcio to address any certain points, please email me fleck@kereport.com. Marcio, appreciate your time. We will follow up when we get some more drill results and news that hits the market.
Thank you again.